बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय श्री गौरांग जय श्री गौरांग श्री गौरांग जय श्री गौरांग श्री गौरांग जय श्री गौरांग जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी जय गिरिराज महाराज गिरिराज महाराज जय गिरिराज महाराज जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल भक्त वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की रामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 8, Text 38. Nunam Bhavan Bhagavato Yo Angaja Parameshthinaha Vitudan Atatte Vitvinam Hitaya Jagato Arkava Nunam Bhavan Bhagavato Yo Angaja Parameshtinaha Vitudan Atatte Vinam Hitaya Jagato Arkava Nunam Bhavan Bhagavato Yo Angaja Parameshthinaha Vitudan Atate Veenam Hitaya Jagato Arkava Nunam Bhavan Bhagavato Yo Angaja Parameshthinaha Yatudan Atate Veenam Hitaya Jagato Arkavat Nunam Bhavan Bhagavato Yo Angaja Parameshthinaha Vitudan Atate Veenam Hitaya Jagato Arkavat Nunam Bhavan Bhagavato Yo Angaja Parameshthinaha Yudanata Tevinam Hitaya Jagato Arkavat Matajis Nunam Bhavan Bhagavato Yo Angaja Parameshthinaha Vitudanata Tevinam Hitaya Jagato Arkavat Nunam Bhavan Bhagavato Yo Angajah Parameshtinaha Vitudan Natate Veenam Hitaya Jagato Arkavat Nunam, certainly, Bhavan, your honor, Bhagavataha, of the Lord, Yaha, that which, Angajaha, born from the body, Parameshthinaha, Lord Brahma, Vitudan, by playing on, Atate, travel all over, Veenam, a musical instrument, Hitaya, for the welfare, Jagataha, of the world, Arkavat, like the sun. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Translation. My dear Lord, you are a worthy son of Lord Brahma and you travel playing on your musical instrument, the Veena, for the welfare of the entire universe. You are like the sun which rotates in the universe for the benefit of all living beings. Purport. Dhruva Maharaj, although a young child, expressed his hope that he might be offered the benediction of a kingdom which would exceed in opulence those of his father and grandfather. He also expressed his gladness that he had met such an exalted person as Narada, whose only concern was to illuminate the world like the sun, which rotates all over the universe only for the purpose of benefiting the inhabitants of all planets. Narad Muni travels all over the universe for the sole purpose of performing the best welfare activity for the entire universe by teaching everyone how to become a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, Dhruva Maharaj felt fully assured that Narad Muni could fulfill his desire, even though the desire was very extraordinary. The example of the sun is very significant. The sun is so kind that he distributes his sunshine everywhere without consideration. Dhruva Maharaj requested Narad Muni to be merciful to him. He pointed out that Narada travels all over the universe just for the purpose of doing good to all conditioned souls. He requested that Narad Muni show his mercy by awarding him the benefit of his particular desire. Dhruva Maharaj was strongly determined to fulfill his desire, and it was for that purpose that he had left his home and palace. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sanjeevam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamsha Namah Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Yushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
So,
So we are discussing the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj, and in this pastime, it's a pastime which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear, especially Dhruv Charitra and Prahlad Maharaj's pastime, over and over again. And thus he would emphasize the importance of these two pastimes actually, because they because these two pastimes exemplify that devotional service can be done at any point in time, and also, you know, anybody can do devotional service. Even a small child can begin his devotional service. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the Madhurya Bhav of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas is based on the foundation of the Dasya Bhav of the Sri Vaishnavas actually. So, you know, these pastimes which show impeccable determination and impact in, and the desire to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead are a great example for sadhakas on the path of devotional service actually. Because Dhruva Maharaj over here is displaying, you know, determination which is par excellence actually. Determination which is rock solid, which is unmoved in the face of any difficulties actually. So we'll just discuss this pastime and then go in a little bit in detail about what the purport says. So it is said that when the soul is ready, then the then Lord sends his representative in his life to bring him towards, to begin his journey towards Krishna consciousness. So when Dhruva Maharaj was afflicted by this trauma that was inflicted on him by his mother, at that time, you know, he was so disturbed and so traumatized, so angry, so hurt. At that point in time, then he reaches out to his mother. And then his mother, and this shows the importance of the right intervention actually, at the right point in time. His mother, instead of, she was pained, extremely pained, and she was crying. She felt very lonely in that palace because she was not considered to be a, you know, she said to Dhruva Maharaj that your, the king does not even consider to be a maid servant, what to speak of being a queen. So I cannot really help you. But she gives wonderful advice to Dhruva Maharaj that we have seen in the previous verse. So first she says, don't blame anyone for the suffering that you are going through. So because whatever wrong that happens to us is because of our own past misdeeds. And then she says that although the words of your stepmother are very harsh, but they are true. Because Suruchi has instructed that, you know, you worship Narayan, die, then pray to Narayan that you be born from my womb so that you can climb the lap of Uttanapad, the king. So she said, however harsh the words may be, but these words are true and you should follow them. She says, why should you follow them? Because in the past, your grandfather and your great-grandfather, Swayambhu Manu and Lord Brahma, they have also performed the worship of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and through that they have achieved immeasurable success. So then she says, and also she says that Lord, he does not only fulfill the desire, but is also Bhakta Vatsal. And there in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes a very classic point. He says in this purport where it's 4.8.22, Prabhupada says that the love and kindness of millions of mothers will be surpassed by the kind and tender-hearted dealings of the Lord actually, when he bestows his kindness upon his devotee. So that is why his mother is inspiring. And once instructed by the mother, Dhruva Maharaj understands what he wants to, what he needs and where will he get. So that is why he goes to the forest. At that time, because Dhruva Maharaj is so, he's so intense, you know, Narad Muni is amazed. And he says, you know, what power these Kshatriyas have, and you know, they are so, what is their tejas? You know, slightest infringement on their prestige and, you know, this boy is ready to go to any extent actually to get his desire fulfilled. Of course, in an honest manner, that Dhruva Maharaj says himself. But so that's why Narad Muni comes actually. He's Narada, somebody who gives Narayan That is why he is called Narada. So as soon as, he, in one sense, Narad Muni is his grandfather actually, because he also comes from Brahma. So he is also his, you know, great grandfather. So then he pays him respects and says that I want to fulfill this particular desire. So Narad Muni wants to test the determination of Dhruva Maharaj. So first he says, you know, what is this, you know, insult and honor and dishonor, and all this dissatisfaction business, this is all an illusory energy of the Lord. So why you are getting disturbed? All this comes by your own previous actions and as a reactions to our previous actions. So why you are disturbed with this, you know, petty small thing? He says, you know, all this happens by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it is wise men have always, you know, accepted whatever has come upon them as sent by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in one sense, Dhruva Maharaj is, Narad Muni is right, because we see this in the life of, you know, so many characters in the Bhagavatam. Avanti Brahman never tried to, you know, fight the cause of his distress whenever he was insulted. In the seventh canto, Prahlad Maharaj has met this saintly Brahmana who is living the life of a python. You know, and he also says that, you know, whatever is achieved by the mercy of the Lord. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Sridhar Kolavich also is living. And whenever Mahaprabhu would, you know, incite him, he would just say that I'm happy with whatever I have. But then Narad Muni sees that this particular argument is not making anything. So he says, then he makes it a little difficult. He says, you know, this process is very difficult actually. Many people in the past have practiced this for lifetimes after lifetimes and then given up this process of trying to achieve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not easy. So go back. Do it when you are grown up actually. Normal, you know. Many brahmacharis also face this. And then he says that, you know, be satisfied in whatever comes to you, whether distress or happiness, tolerate this. And then he gives that famous verse which Gaurang Prabhu spoke on, Gunadhikam Mudam Lipsedvanam. Be equal, be pleased with the seniors, make friendship with equals, be compassionate on the less qualified than you. But then Dhruva Maharaj is, you know, relentless. He says, these are the words for a Brahmana, these are not words for a Kshatriya. If you can give me this path whereby I can achieve my goal of having a kingdom or a position which has not yet been achieved by anyone, then, you know, let's talk. Otherwise, I am not interested in what you are talking. So as soon as Narad Muni sees this very strong determination, so with this actually Dhruva Maharaj finishes up his request. And then this with very strong determination, because he sees this strong determination and desire for no shortcuts and an honest path, then Narad Muni is ready to give. He gives him the path actually. And over here, that is why Narad Muni is explained, he is compared to a son. There are a few, I just did a Veda based search of this word Arkavat, and I saw, you know, whenever there is a place where when it needs to be explained that the person is connected but not influenced, there this Arkavat word is used actually. So it is used by Kapiladev when he gives the example of how the jiva does not get contaminated with the modes, although in the body. That time he uses this word Arkavat. And Prithu Maharaj is also compared to this son, because although he has all kinds of opulences around him, but he is not attached to them, and he remains completely aloof amidst all the opulences that we have and never gets attached to sense gratification. And then in the Prahlad Maharaj, that saintly Brahman who is living the life of a python, he also uses this word Arkavat to glorify Lord Narayan. He uses as how in the presence of sun there cannot be darkness. And then in the 11th canto, Krishna, when he explains to Uddhava that how the soul remains the same, although it may reflect differently in the different bodies, just like the sun, although it may reflect differently on different objects, but sun remains completely aloof and remains unchanged. Similarly, the soul also remains unchanged. So Gaurang Prabhu explains that how this, so that is why this Narad Muni is also in this particular pastime. Narad Muni is explained, glorified by Dhruva Maharaj as Arkavat, because he's going around all across, just like the sun is falling everywhere without discrimination, whether it is the rock or the plant or the water body. Similarly, Narad Muni is also going everywhere just for the deliverance of the conditioned soul. That is why he is compared as Arkavat over here by Dhruva Maharaj. And Gaurang Prabhu explains that this particular samvad between Dhruva Maharaj and Narad Muni should be referred to always when we are going through dissatisfaction in life, actually. Because all the arguments that Narad Muni is giving to Dhruva Maharaj, they may not be relevant to Dhruva Maharaj, or not, they may not have appealed to Dhruva Maharaj, but for many people they make a lot of relevance, actually. And we see in the pastime of Maharaj Chitraketu, actually, he was also told by Narad Muni and Parvat Muni that, you know, don't get attached. But he was so attached that finally they had to give him a son and tell him that he'll be Harsha Shoka. So it is, so whenever in this particular situation of dissatisfaction, if one comes across a great soul, just like Narad Muni and Parvat Muni came in the life of Maharaj Chitraketu. In Chaitanya Charitamrit, no, this is not in Chaitanya Charitamrit, but in the pastime of Srila Narottam Das Thakur also, Ganganayan Chakravarti was a great scholar, but he was also very dissatisfied. And when he saw these two effulgent disciples of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, you know, he understood that how all the learnings that he has from the Vedas is not making any great sense to him, and it is not really making him satisfied. And that's when he gets, you know, mesmerized by these two boys, Hariram and Ramakrishna, I think their names are. And then he goes, and then these two boys, they eventually take him to Ganganayan Chakravarti, actually. So at the right time, when we have Krishna's mercy, just like Dhruva Maharaj had through his mother and Narad Muni, at that time, as we say in English, stitch in time saves nine, you know, that time we'll be able to go through this difficult phase in our lives. So Narad Muni sees the capacity of Dhruva Maharaj, that he has this capacity of being intense, actually. That is why he dovetails that capacity of being intense, and he gives him a path by which not only his material desire, but his spiritual desire is also completely fulfilled. So this duality is the most difficult thing, actually, to comprehend. It brings about a lot of turmoil, actually. Just like over here, Kshatriyas, because he is a Kshatriya, so for him, dishonor was, you know, as good as death, actually. So Narad Muni dovetails this particular desire of revenge, and you know, he channelizes it in the propensity in a way that his material desires will be fulfilled and purified, actually. So this is something which is very interesting about Krishna consciousness and approaching Lord for all our desires. I remember we as part of our BT Yatra, when we went to Gadaigiri and the place of His Holiness Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, there we were given a class, and this particular devotee made this point that whenever a devotee is trying to hang on to his material desires, then Lord will eventually fulfill those material desires. But the way he will fulfill those material desires, that devotee would never want to hang on to those material desires again, actually. So that is what we learned from here, actually. That the right because in the life of Dhruva Maharaj, Narad Muni came, that time, because of that, his and the entire course of his journey changed, actually. I'm just going back and forth between Dhruva Maharaj and what we can also do, because Dhruva Maharaj did not accept, but the points that Narad Muni makes, they are very relevant. One time in class at Chaupati, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was asked, I don't remember the exact question, but it was to the effect of why good things happen to bad people, and many times we see injustice happening to a lot of good people actually around. At that time Maharaj very categorically said that from a universal point of view there is no injustice, actually. And that is why Narad Muni, Dhruva Maharaj's mother is also telling that don't blame anyone for your for what you are going through. Whatever you have gone through is because of your own past misdeeds. So when we see three things through scriptures, at that time we can gain real satisfaction, actually. So that is why our intelligence has to be driven by scriptures. So that is why the association of devotees is very important, actually. Association of devotees is that catalyst which will enhance our process of going from a materialistic point of view towards pure Krishna consciousness. Dhruva Maharaj fortunately had his mother and then Narad Muni, actually. So Srila Prabhupada explains that how, just like a fire is kindled from wood by another fire, actually. So similarly, the divine consciousness of a person will be kindled by some other divine grace of a pure devotee, actually. And that can be spiritual master or a path pradarshak guru, actually. So when that path pradarshak guru or spiritual master enhances that pure sound vibration into the ear of a person who is receptive. Now Narad Muni was not pure, but he was intense and he was honest and he was ready to practice whatever was told to him. So it is not necessary that we are completely pure in our desire, but we need to be intense in the practice of Krishna consciousness, and then that practice will eventually purify us of all the anarthas that we might have. Because otherwise, just by itself, wood will not burn, actually. It needs that external catalyst for burning. So similarly, a devotee also needs this particular catalyst in the form of the association of devotees, which will help him to revive or expedite the process of Krishna consciousness or stay enthusiastic in the process of Krishna consciousness. And we see this very nicely exemplified in the life of Srila Prabhupada, actually. Because Srila Prabhupada acted as a catalyst in so many instances. In one instance, Srila Prabhupada... So there's one lady in the West, and she was like a very fashionable person. She would dress herself in a very nice and, you know, little fashionable style. And devotees would always criticize her and tell her that how she is in Maya. And this lady was completely frustrated by the devotees, actually, because they would just keep nagging her and, you know, keep showing her the fault, that how she was at fault. But then fortunately at that particular time, Srila Prabhupada had just come and she said, okay, let me just meet the guru of these guys and then no more of this whole Krishna consciousness thing. And as soon as Srila Prabhupada saw her, because Srila Prabhupada was a pure devotee, a pure instrument of Krishna, he could see through her. And he said to this particular lady, oh, you dress yourself so nicely, you know, and you are so beautiful. Now, of course it was Srila Prabhupada. So this particular lady, she knew actually that she was attached to her bodily concept of life. But when Srila Prabhupada glorified her for what she was doing, she could immediately connect how this is not what she should be doing actually. And then she left that and, you know, came closer to Krishna consciousness. So this is like, you know, the potency of a pure devotee. Like one time, one person, it is said, he became a devotee because this was in, I think, Manhattan. And it was on the terrace of that 12-floored building that ISKCON owned at that time. And on that, so it was like a, you know, like a winter sun, actually, which was not so harsh. And in that sun, Srila Prabhupada, in his style, he picked up a glass of water and he was drinking, actually. And as Srila Prabhupada was drinking water from above, and that water was going into his mouth and then sunlight was coming through it, and it was like a very nice scene. Seeing that, one person became a devotee, actually. You know, you see, like we see how Srila Prabhupada would, you know, mesmerize so many people. You know, his spitting, you know, Gaurampur tells this pastime, you know, as Srila Prabhupada was eating oranges and spitting, and it was going straight into the bin, actually. And seeing this, people were getting mesmerized. So this is like, so one time, one devotee, they were discussing, and this particular devotee had to deal with a lot of Indians, and he was getting royally cheated, and somehow, you know, he told in front of Srila Prabhupada how these Indians are all cheats. And then as soon as he said that, he realized that Prabhupada is also an Indian, and he bit his tongue, and, you know, and then Prabhupada, you know, he little, you know, pressed him, yeah? What did you say? Prabhupada, I meant that except you, a lot of Indians are cheats. And he said, I am also a cheat. That is why I cheated all of you to come to Krishna consciousness. So that is why, and once we get this association of devotees and this potent words from a pure devotee of Krishna, then to stay in that particular association, just like Krishna says, Machita Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Tush. Kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. You know, that once we achieve this association of devotee, then it is our duty that we dwell in these thoughts and dwell in that sound vibration of pure Krishna Katha. And that will help us to stay connected. And that is the purpose of Shri Radha Vrindavan Vihari Sriman Gaurang Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. That will help us stay connected to this whole process of Krishna consciousness enthusiastically. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in his Chaitanya Charitamrita also says this very emphatic point. He says, Krishna Bhakti Janma Mool Hoy Sadhu Sang. So the root cause of devotional service is, or the birth of devotional service is Sadhu Sang. And then he says, Krishna Prema Janme Teho Punha Mukhyang. Even after the birth of pure Krishna consciousness, the pure love of God, the prema, still the sadhu sangha is the mukhya anga of devotional service. And we'll see in the next chapter, Dhruva Maharaj is praying how bhaktim moho pravatam tvai me prasango. But even after seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, being touched by the, you know, conscious of Supreme Personality of Godhead, having received all the knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still Dhruv Maharaj wants to achieve, wants to stay in the association of his devotees and hear and chant. So this is one of the important lessons that we learn from here, is the guidance from the right persons. Actually, we see in the life of Valmiki, he got intervention from Narad Muni. He was so sinful and he got completely transformed and became a great, he wrote the Ramayana. Mrigari became a great devotee by the intervention of Narad Muni. Mayadanav took shelter of Arjuna, and that is why he could he was saved. You know, but at the same time, if you see, if we get the intervention from a wrong person, then the whole thing changes. Just like Mantra came into the life of Kaikeyi, and she changed the whole course. Ravana was also sinful, just like Valmiki was. But he did not pay heed to the right intervention. He paid heed from the wrong interventions, and his, you know, life was spoiled. Similarly, Duryodhan also got killed because of the wrong intervention. Although he had the right intervention, but he did not pay heed to the wrong intervention. Karna, he was such a great donor actually. For somebody like me, he would be the best person actually to go to in this season. Ashwatthama, he was a son of Brahmana, but that wrong intervention, his life was completely ruined actually. And he did all kinds of heinous acts actually. So it is important that when we get the right intervention, we take that opportunity and dwell in that opportunity and use it as a catalyst for our devotional service actually. So from this past time, we see, eventually we will see how Dhruv Maharaj achieves his Krishna consciousness with such great speed actually. And the two reasons why he does so is because of his determination and his sincerity actually. So, and true sincerity means that we follow all the small and big instructions of the spiritual master. When we follow those instructions, then our process of Krishna consciousness is expedited actually. Just like yesterday, Jagannath Kripa Prabhu was giving example of Pratap Rudra Maharaj. You know, he followed everything that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai were telling him to do. And even in the face of rejections, he remained steady and he remained determined and he remained sincere in his approach. And then eventually, Jagannath Kripa Prabhu was explaining how, you know, he received the actual mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, you know, this is one of the lessons that we can learn from the life of Dhruv Maharaj, that he wanted honest path, he wanted to be sincere, and then he was determined to practice in great detail what was told to him by Narad Muni. And then one time it was Brahmachari Yatra which happened over here. Radhesham Prabhu was giving answering some question. He said some psychological term actually. He said some cyclic dumping or something. He said many times people come because Radhesham Prabhu talks to a lot of boys actually. So then he gives them guidance and then sends them mails. He says, so he was sharing how people don't follow what we tell them to do and then come up with the same problem a few months later actually. So he was giving some psychological term of cyclic dumping or something, that they are not sincere, they don't follow what we tell them to do and then come back with the same problem again and again and again actually. So it re-emphasizes this point of sincerity actually. Sincerity and determination, that once we receive an instruction or a facility, then it is our duty that we take benefit of that facility and use it for our advancement in Krishna consciousness. So this is, there are some thoughts on the today's verse. If there are any questions, thank you very much. Ashwatthama technically is the son of a Brahmana actually. You know, but because of his association with Duryodhan, so he also learnt in the same school actually. Under, so he was batchmate of Pandavas, but he chose to be on the Duryodhana's side and to be on the side of the wrong party. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.